Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Toldot, Living by the Sword. In a very tragic moment in the Parshah, perhaps the most tragic moment in all of Tanakh, Esav turns to his father and he says, "Bracha achati l'chavi, barchini gamani avi. Father, you only have one bracha? Bless me too, father." And Esav raises his voice and he cries. So what bracha did Yitzchak give Esav in response to this cry? Part of the bracha is, "V'al char becha tichyeh," you will live by the sword. That's the bracha of Esav. Now, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Well, on the one hand, as Abravanel points out, to live by the sword means to be victorious. To live by the sword, to be victorious by the sword. He will triumph through the sword. The Roman Empire will be victorious. The sword of Constantine and the sword of the Roman Empire will be triumphant. On the other hand, to live by the sword is very dangerous. If you live by the sword, after a while you become defined by the sword. To be defined by the sword means that when God comes to Zerach Miseir Lamo, when God comes to Mount Seir to offer the Torah to Esav and his people, Esav is going to say, "I'm sorry. Al charbecha tichyeh." Our father already told us, as the Sifri, the Midrash says, our father already told us that we will live by the sword. And the Torah, it says, you cannot kill. We cannot live with the Torah. We've become defined by the sword. But the truth is, we have to admit that in our Torah, we're also given that bracha to live by the sword. In what sense? Well, the end of the Torah, Moshe is speaking to the Jewish people, and he says, "Shrecha Yisrael, who is like the Jewish people? How happy and praised you are. We're people saved by God. Asher cherev gavatecha." And you know what we can rejoice in and be proud of? The sword. Proud of the sword. That's what the Jewish pride is? Pride in the sword? Well, the Rashi and the Ibn Ezra say, no. We're not proud of the sword. That's not the Jewish way. That's Esav's way. Rather, refers to the following. He reads it like this. "Who is like you, Israel, whose salvation is in God? Who is your sword? He is your shield. God is our sword. We don't live by the sword. We live by God." The Zohar gives another answer. The Zohar equally is perplexed by the verse in Deuteronomy at the end of Zohar Bracha and says, "Really? The pride of the Jewish people is a sword? Are you crazy? What do you mean?" The answer is no. The Talmudic scholars of the Jewish people, that's our sword. Those are our warriors, warriors of Torah, battling for the truth, arguing among each other. What is the proper view of this? Is it permitted? Is it not permitted? Those are our great warriors and we're most proud of. Meshech Chachma, Simcha Dvinsk, 19th century scholar, he wrote that, yes, true, a sword, according to some opinions in the Mishnah, is an adornment. It can be something of glory that you can adorn yourself with, but it's not our main weapon. Our main pride, as the Zohar said, our main pride is the Torah. We live by the sword if we have to. David, King David, the great warrior, we live by the sword. We have to somehow put on the skin of Esav. If we can't wear that skin of Esav, we can't survive. Sometimes we need to go out to battle. But our main sword, our main pride, we remember is in the words of the Zohar, Inun Tamid Chachamim. That's the Talmudic scholars. Our pride is in the book, not in the sword. We're the people of the book, not the people of the sword in the ultimate sense. But finally, there's another sense of the sword by which we pride ourselves. That's in the Shemot Rabbah and the Medrash and Shemot. And there it says that you know what's the glory of the Jewish people, the cherev, the sword for which we take glory in. It's the glory of the sword of Isaac. It's the sword of Isaac. It's the machelet. It's that knife that almost took the life of Isaac. It's the knife that did take the lives of millions of our brethren throughout our history. It's the knife of the Jews in the period of the Crusaders who would rather take to that knife than to submit to another religion. This is the sword which we take pride in. The sword of the Jewish heroism, not of the heroism of killing others, the heroism of, if need be, that we be killed. Ultimately, a Jew has to defend himself. A Jew has to sometimes, unfortunately, put on the phony garb, the garb of, doesn't really fit us. Doesn't really, we still sound like Jacob. Hopefully the voice is the voice of Torah, the voice of scholarship, the voice of the war of Torah. Sometimes we have to wear that sword of Esau. We have to adorn the garments that are foreign to us. Hopefully we can reach that day one day soon. There'll be no one who lifts a sword to another. And that day, we can really have the real cherev, the real sword of the Jewish people, the real weapon, our secret weapon, the Torah. And we'll fight, not the battle against the enemies. Hopefully, we'll fight the battle of the Torah. We'll battle to determine the ultimate truths of this world. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sfar Beth Lomith congregation here for our discussion of Parshat Toldot. You can go back to our archives for previous years' discussions, the similar Parshiot. Please join us each week as we continue to discuss the Parshiot. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz for making today's presentation possible. Thank you.